Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 448. All episodes are available at thereasonswesmile.com. So if you're a first-time listener, you've missed a few, you have a chance to go back and see all 447 of them. Now, today, I'm very excited to have with me in the studio Reshma Sudhakar. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
I was afraid I was going to mess that up. Hey, before we bring, and Reshma, this is going to be entitled basically Reshma's story, because Reshma is 18 years old. She's a Franklin University student. She's only been in this country for about 8 months from India, and she comes from a lower caste family. And we're going to talk about the challenges that she would have faced back home and how she's going to be living her dream by going to college in the United States and getting a degree and some things that would never have been able to happen under normal circumstances, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be fun. Before we get started, let me remind you that if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be awesome. Now, and Reshma is... We want to promote her GoFundMe page because although you're in this country and you're in Franklin University now, the ability to actually go to a four-year university is going to cost about $40,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is GoFundMe.com/Reshma.
Reshma. Yes.
I even said that wrong. Reshma.
That's
but
right.
It's pronounced, but it's spelled Reshma for those of us that don't speak Indian.
Oh, okay.
So R-E-S-H.
M-A.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's pronounced Reshma. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. I'm so glad you corrected me. So let's start with a little bit of what life was like for you back home. So a lower caste family. And so this is the class system where if you're born to a lower caste family, your destiny is kind of stuck there. There isn't a lot of room to move up, especially for a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they educate the boys but not the girls?
Well, they do educate both of them, but... it's not promising for the woman there. So, our lives are laid out and this is how it's supposed to be. And if you don't have the money, like if the parents doesn't have the money to, you know, move forward, they have to like stop them, drop out, make them drop out of school. And then until they reach 18, they get to marry and then that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now tell me about your home. You had a two-room house. How many family members were living in a two-room house or still live in a two-room house?
My dad, who's a driver, and my mother, and my brother, and me.
Okay, so, and what are the two rooms? I hope one of them's a bathroom.
We do have a bathroom. And it's kind of like a hall, and it's a room, but it doesn't have a door. So it's just like, you just walk in and stuff because
there's no door on the outside of the home.
Well, we do have a door outside. Okay. Not inside. It's not like a separate room.
What's not?
The second room.
Yeah.
One is like a hall and the other one is like just a room.
Wow.
And it doesn't have door. It's just a walk-in hall.
Wow. Okay. And everyone sleeps where?
We sleep on the concrete floor, like all four of us together.
How do you sleep on concrete?
We sleep on a mat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it
not
a thick
like a
mat,
bed?
I hope?
No, it's not like a bed. It's just like really flat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I could not do that. I couldn't do that for one night.
Yeah, your back hurts.
I bet. Especially, and you're young. Imagine your parents, how bad their back must hurt. Wow. Seems like your dad should just sleep in his car. At least it's soft, right?
Oh, yeah. Most of the times he sleeps in the car.
He does.
Yeah, turn on the air conditioner, and then he'll come to us and like, it's so hot, I'm going to go to the car and sleep.
Oh, that's wow. Yeah. But you don't ever get to do that.
No, oh, we don't.
That's no fair.
Yeah, I know.
And then I understand that your house had no indoor stove, no refrigerator, no washing machine, so you have to cook outdoors?
Yes, but when we were little, our grandmother lived with us.
Yeah.
So it will be kind of fun because like family together, and right. We'll cook outside. And so that's how we eat every day.
All three meals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So without a refrigerator, do you not have cold milk or?
Yes. We buy milk in the morning and then we have to like finish it in the morning like that. Or we will.
Or it's cottage cheese by dinner.
Yeah. And if. if someone else has like refrigerator, we would ask them to keep it for us.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
Interesting. How many people live in India, do you know?
Oh, no.
No?
Nobody knows. Like India is the second population full country.
Most populous country.
Yeah.
Behind China.
Yeah.
And China has,
and
I believe.
And we're almost about to beat China. We're
You're
getting
kidding.
There.
Oh, because I think China has about 3 billion and I thought that India had a little over like 1.5 billion or something.
Yeah.
Do you know how it compares the landmass to the United States? Is it about the same size as the United States?
Oh, no, it's not. United States is huge. It's humongous when compared to India. Like some portion will be India.
Oh, wow. Okay. And in the U.S., we only have 322 million. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
322 million in one now that you're here. All right. So you're coming from that background. How are you able to get to the United States to go to college? This is pretty cool.
I know. So my dad's a driver, like I said, and he drove for this American family for like 4 years.
Is it a taxi driver or like a private driver?
He's a private driver.
Private driver.
Private company hired driver.
Okay.
So I grew up with their daughter, and that's how I came to know about the United States and everything. And when I was little, I study a lot, and they used to check on my scores, and they one day they saw me getting good grades, and they were like, wow, she's studying well, and what are you going to do for her education? And my dad was like, I don't know, if I have money, then she'll study, if not, I don't know. So
right.
She came to me and said, if you score well, we'll sponsor you, and I worked really hard for that, because that's something, that's my opportunity, and I have to get it. So I worked hard and got a 4.0 GPA according to the American system. And that's how I got here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've always said education is the key. It really is. And we have a lot of people in this country that they don't take full advantage of their free public education that is provided here.
Yeah.
And instead of studying hard, I don't know, they're out skateboarding or playing basketball or doing things they should be studying.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you better yourself. And then when they didn't study, then they're wondering, like, why can't I get a good job? You know, I'm working minimum wage and stuff. And so,
yeah, when I got here, when I heard about the free public school system, I was astonished. I was like, it was amazing. Like, I wish that we had that opportunity in India, too.
It wasn't free?
No, it wasn't.
No, tell me about that.
So, like, my fees, we couldn't able to afford it, all of them. So we have to, like, lend it. It's like about... So here, compared to here, it's like $50, but it's there like $5,000.
It would be the equivalent of $5,000?
Yeah, like that. So, and then transportation, it's really hard to go through a public transportation because it's a lot of crowded. Like, even if you Google it, you can find it how much crowded the public buses are. So it was really hard to get to school. And like I said, we had to pay a lot of money for that. Money that we couldn't even afford.
Wow. Wow. That's wild. I had no idea. Now, one of the things that you said the other day when I heard you speak, and somebody asked you, I think it was the first question, was what did you find like so amazing or pretty cool about the United States when you came here? And you said...
The cars.
Cars. What about
the transportation?
The cars? And traffic. Tell me about...
Yeah, traffic. So in India, it takes forever to get to the destination. And here you guys are like, you coordinated and you're on the same lane. And it's not happening there in India. And following the rules, of course.
So we follow the rules,
yes,
meaning we stop at stop signs and red lights. And they don't over there?
Oh, no.
No?
If no one was there, like most of the signals, there won't be any cameras or stuff, or the cops,
right.
The traffic cops. We have traffic cops,
but
most of the times we don't have them. We won't. So they'll just go. They'll just drive.
Really?
Yeah.
So just people just go at random.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, here in this country, at 3 a.m, if you don't stop at that red light, you can get a ticket. You probably will.
I know. It's cool.
It's cool. Okay, so all of those. Like,
you guys are following that, though.
See, I think
so
that's really
amazing.
Neat that you think that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And we are pretty polite in Columbus and in Ohio in general. Cleveland, we don't beep our horn very much, but you were saying they just do nothing but beep their horns over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. They beep their horns like crazy. Like, wherever the sign says, do not beep your horns, they'll beep there.
Oh, just
much.
To be
yeah.
funny or
like,
just...
No, it's not to be funny. It's just the way they are, like, near the libraries, schools, hospitals, everywhere.
Wow.
It will give you a headache.
So we're going to talk more to Reshma. We're going to talk about challenges she faced getting an education, what happens to girls that drop out, what can we do to help, and dental care in India, what it's like when we come back. But what we're going to do first is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But before we do, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
Oh, and by the way, the winner is going to receive a free drink at Crimson Cup Coffee. And the question of the day is, which of the following statements about Reshma?
Yes.
Say your last name again.
Sudhakar.
Sudhakar.
I know it's hard.
Yeah. Reshma Sudhakar. What about her life? What of these statements are true? Which ones? A, she was born to a lower caste family in Chennai, India. I got that right.
Yes,
B, her family lives in a two-room house. C, everyone in her family sleeps on a concrete floor in one room. D, her family has to cook outdoors with coal or wood, and they have no stove, refrigerator, or washing machine. Or E, all of the above. All right. The winner is going to receive a free drink from Crimson Cup. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Dr. Kavitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right. right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We've been doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but we don't have somebody with the right answer yet, so we're going to leave it out there. You can still call 614-459-9769. Let me give you a hint. It's E, all of the above. Anyway, okay, so while we're waiting for somebody to have that right answer, we're going to go back with Reshma Sudhakar. And so before the break, we were talking a little bit about your life and how there aren't many opportunities. You were telling me about the challenges trying to get, well, we want to talk about the challenges about trying to get an education. And tell me about the schools and libraries and all that.
So the schools, the overall challenges that we had is limited book. And even books, even if we have books, we have to pay for it.
You have to pay for a
yes,
book to use it?
Yes, we have to pay for the books to use it. And then, like I said, limited bathrooms were the biggest challenge that we had because the whole block has to use like two bathrooms. And then...
The whole school has to use two bathrooms?
No,
a block.
The block.
But how many kids is that?
We'll be about like... 500
people?
Of hundred, yeah.
Or 200 people trying to use two bathrooms.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow. Okay. And then hang on to your thought about the library because we have the winner, right? Do we have a winner? All right. Who do we have? What's your name?
Hammond Patel.
Oh, nice to see you. Nice to meet you, I mean. Thank you for calling in. So do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yep. It's all of the above.
It is all of the above. Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for listening. What do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I work as a pharmacist.
You do? Okay,
yeah.
Great, great. Well, thanks for being tuned in and stay on the line. We'll get the information. We can mail you the prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Okay, so now you were telling me that libraries don't have books?
Libraries are limited.
Are limited?
Yes. I mean, we don't, there's just one library that I know of,
yes?
Which is also about to be closed now.
They close it?
Because I don't know why. So yeah, limited books. Books, in a sense, it's the education-related books, like our subject books.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to buy. Like, I had to borrow books from my seniors, or if they say that you have to pay for it, I have to pay a half of the book.
Right.
Like, so that's how books went through.
I see.
And definitely transportation. Like I said, transportation is really hard. I had to go through, I had to take a school bus when I was like sixth grade.
Now, up to sixth grade or in sixth grade?
No, just in sixth grade.
You got to take a school bus.
Yeah, I got to because
I was
new to that area.
Okay.
So I got to take, and then later I had to take public transportation. So that was really hard for me because once when we went there, like all the men were surrounded us and they were trying to bully us. So
men.
It was, yeah.
So it was scary because
it
you were afraid
really
you
scary.
Might be accosted or...
Yeah.
Even there's a rape issue in
yes,
in
there's
India,
like
right?
92 women gets raped every day.
How many?
92.
92 every day. Wow. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. So it didn't feel so safe.
Yeah, it's definitely not safe for women to travel late. And especially we have like special classes. So it takes forever. Like 6:30, we have to get out from our school and... we'll reach our home by 9 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you would love to be able to take a free school bus.
I would definitely love.
And we have kids here who hate riding the school bus. They
oh,
take it
really?
For granted. Yeah. Yeah. They beg their parents to drive
that.
Them. Now, what do the girls do that drop out? You're saying they just get married and that's it? What is that?
Yeah, but...
And how old?
Probably about like 13. I know girls who have dropped out when they were 13, when they were 15, 16.
And it's not because they wanted to, it's because their parents
couldn't
afford to.
Oh, no, it's definitely not when they want
school,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Huh. Wow. And this is only lower caste families, so other families don't have this problem, right?
No, they don't. They have like, we have, or even our schools are separated, like lower caste and higher caste. People who are able to afford higher educations, they go to a higher school. Like, you know,
it's even different schools?
Yeah, it's even different school and different subject. I mean, different
So they'll teach
syllabus.
You different things?
Yeah.
Really? That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't.
Wow. But that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Wow. Now, I definitely want to talk to you a little bit about dental care. And I know that you came, when you came to this country, you needed 8 fillings.
Yes, I did.
And you've only had 2 of them fixed.
Uh-huh. And the rest of them I got sealed.
Sealed?
Yeah.
So they didn't think they were true cavities?
Oh, no. So when I got here, it's a miracle that I got this tooth fixed because I didn't have health insurance by that time. Yes. And I was 17. And so this hospital kind of volunteered to offer international students who are not international students, students in general who are below 18 or below.
Right.
And they volunteered to clean their tooth and all that, like a regular checkup. But I got two of my two cavities fixed.
Okay.
Filled.
And so you only had two and they fixed them both?
No, I had like eight of them and two got fixed and the rest got sealed.
I don't understand what they mean by sealed. We're going to have to talk about it. Well, maybe we'll arrange to have you come to the office and I'll check and make sure you're healthy.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll do that. I can take care of the other six if they need it. So, and we also want to help Reshma pay for college. We want to help make her dream come true by going to the GoFundMe page. So tell us what the GoFundMe page is and how do people find it?
So when I came here and when we went through this money scholarship problems, so we created this GoFundMe account and it's GoFundMe.com/Reshma. And it has been kind of helpful to me for my education and it's paying for my tuitions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to, I want everybody to go there and try to make a donation, $5, $10. I was thinking about it. If all of my listeners donated $5, you'd probably have it covered. But not everybody's going to do that, so we're going to ask people to go there and donate $10 and see what happens, okay?
Thanks.
So we do have to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more with Reshma. And I'm just blown away by this story, and I don't know if you can tell or not, but I just want to help in any way that we can. All right, you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We have Reshma Sudhakar in the studio with us.
Yes.
I got her name right finally. And if you've been listening, she is 18 years old. She's only been in this country for 8 months, comes from a lower caste family in India. And we're talking about how she is working on and seems to be at least living the dream of getting a college education in the United States and basically improving herself. Reshma, tell me what you are going to do once you have that degree. I know you have this dream of how you want to give back.
Mm-hmm. So my dream is to, I've faced a lot of challenges coming up to this position. So my dream is to make sure that the rest of the women out there does not face these challenges like limited books and transportations and limited bathrooms and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So I want to change that. I want to be the change.
And so you're going to try to use your education.
Yes.
And you're going to get a job that allows you to send money back home or build a facility that's not there now.
Yeah, that's my dream.
That's really cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Now, and again, if we want to help, it's GoFundMe.com. Reshma, but it's spelled R-E-S-H-M-A.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they go there. And I did last night to look at it. And it just says if you want to donate, and it asks you for your name and email address and things like that. And then you just click on how much money you want to donate, right?
Right. Okay. You're right.
Okay. Now, what's dental care like in India? Because you came with eight cavities. That tells me you hadn't really been checked or what?
Yeah. So dental care there just gave me a headache. Because I know. I went there once to get my cavities filled.
Right.
And they just washed and they just do the checkups and stuff. And then they had to send me back. And then they were like, we'll call you back within 2 days. And I'm like, 2 days? So I had to wait forever to get it. And then eventually I just gave up and I was like, no, I'm not going. I was like, no, I can't do it. Like, they're not doing anything. They're not making process.
So you said hours of paperwork and...
Uh-huh, yeah. They just get you fill the paperwork and all that.
So they don't really want to work. They must be getting paid just to show up and they don't get paid anymore if they do fillings.
Yeah, that's right. And then they just kept sending me to different doctors. Like, it was just a cavity. So they could... Any of those doctors could have filled
it. Could have fixed it.
But they just made me go through another doctor. Like, they just shifted the doctors.
Okay. Sadly, it sounds like they got paid the same to see you whether they did a filling or not, and so it was easier just to send you away and just sit there and do nothing between you and your next patient.
I think that's right.
Right. Our system here is kind of entrepreneurial. The harder you work, mm-hmm. the more you'll earn, most of the time, and
that's
so it makes us want to work hard.
Yeah,
right?
That's amazing.
And we stop at the stop signs and the red lights on the way to work.
Yep.
So so you had that free clinic, which was really, really nice that was available. And we do a thing called Dentistry from the Heart. Too bad you didn't know about it. On June 10th, we did all day free dentistry for anybody that came.
Oh.
And so we'll have to, maybe you can help us get the word out for next year.
I will.
You know? And so your visa allows you to stay here for 5 years.
Yes.
And you're currently at Franklin University getting an associate's degree, but you hope to go on to, which college would you go to, do you think, to get the 4-year degree?
Franklin has 4-year degree.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. But I'm doing my associate's there, and hopefully if I get all the fundings, and I will be able to do bachelor's.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. We have literally just about a minute and a half, so what would you like to say? What's the take-home message? What would you like people that are listening to know?
This is definitely for the students. Like, if they're offering a free public education, definitely take it. Because I know how it feels to not be educated, and I know how it feels to face all the difficulties and challenges to get an education. So definitely take it.
So your advice is to the U.S. students, take advantage of your education, study hard, do well, and then you'll have a better life than maybe your parents did.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I definitely agree with that. That is great advice. So take Reshma's advice, you guys. Hit the books. All right. Now, let me think. I guess that means we're out of time. Yep, we're out of time. Oh, before I forget, today's my 40th anniversary, and I want to wish happy anniversary to my wife, Carrie, my lovely wife, Carrie. And it's been a great 40 years, and we're looking forward to many, many more. And can't say how happy I am. But I'm supposed to say how happy I am. Can't, I don't know. Anyway, so no, it's been great. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Go to my office Facebook page, please, and like us. Remember, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Don't forget to go to gofundme.com/Reshma, spelled R-E-S-H-M-A, and join me in helping Reshma realized her dream of obtaining a college education in the U.S. Okay, that's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.